Hast thou not heard? Amen. It's like it's a secret. You know? It's like it's some secret. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. Amen. Thank God we have a God that does not faint. Verse 29 tells us, he giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Amen. He tells us what our God is, a God that never faints. But then he tells us in verses 29 and 30 that we are prone to faint, right? And weariness. Verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Isn't the Lord good to us? Amen. I'm thankful for the goodness of God. I'm glad to serve a God that does not faint and does not get weary. Hallelujah. And you know what? I guess he probably, you know, you'd think God would get weary with us, but I think he's a God that is a merciful God and a loving God, right? He's mindful of us. He's the creator of the world, the ends of the earth, and he does not faint. Amen. He created it all. Amen. And he does not faint. Hallelujah. Praise God. He giveth power to the faint, to them that have no might. He increases strength. Even you shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. We are prone to faint and weariness. We have our struggles. You know that? Amen. It's not uncommon for us to get to the point where we are weary, where we are weary and where we are faint. But I love verse 31. I love verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. Now, you know, when we read this verse here, there's a few things I want us to look at. And I've always read that and I've thought, they that wait upon the Lord. You wait. You know? Need a little bit of soft music while we wait. Waiting, right? Waiting for renewal, waiting for strength, waiting. We're waiting on you, God, whenever you're ready. Whenever you're ready to any time now, Lord, whenever you're ready to move, we're ready. We're just here waiting. We're just here waiting, you know, and it makes us kind of like how you feel when you're waiting for somebody, you know. You're sitting there waiting, you're checking your watch, you're looking at your phone, you're wondering, where are they? Because you are waiting, and we kind of get that feeling about waiting on the Lord. But there's more to it than just waiting on God, waiting on the Lord. And when you look at that word there, amen, it's not just a word that talks about to wait like we would think to wait for somebody, but it's more than that. It means to be bound together, to be collective, to be put together. And it's like you are interwoven, or that you are woven around something. So the word really is not that we are waiting on him, but that we are one with him and we are relying on him. Our strength is not in ourselves. Our renewal is not in ourselves. But our strength is the fact that we are woven around him. Amen. Like a rope that is wound and tightened. Amen. That is how it strengthens that threefold cord that is not easily broken. Amen. As we wait on the Lord. Amen. What we need to realize is if we want the strength that we need from God, it's not that we're sitting here waiting and scratching our chin. Amen. Waiting on God to do something. It's that we are relying on him. That we are leaning upon him. That we are, our life is so bound together with him. Amen. And so it even has that inclination of twisting. Amen. Our life together with his. Amen. Amen. When you read this chapter was, it has a double prophecy, if you would. It was talking about the deliverance of the people of Israel and all of that, but it's also talking about the coming of Christ and Christ's kingdom. Amen. And our deliverance from sin and him bringing us out and us putting our reliance upon him as Lord and as our Savior. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we are relying on the Lord, putting our trust in him. We are bound into him. In other words, if we get any help, it has to come from God. Has to come from God. Hallelujah. Amen. We did some cleanup in the backyard. Some of the men of the church helped me, and they paid the price for that, and they're good people. They got into some, I don't know what poison it was, but a lot of them suffered from it for some time. But I had these trees in the backyard, and they were so ugly because they had all these vines, and these vines, it was like 3 inches in diameter, that was just going up in the tree, and it was just ugly. And so we cut it all out, and we cut it down, and we cut it way back. But you know what? That vine in itself has no strength without a tree to hold it up. Has no strength in itself. It relies on that tree to do that. Amen. So we cut it all back, and Brother Joe came over. He sprayed it down with weed killer, and man, we wiped it out, and it was killed for about a week. And I'm telling you what, it has come back with a vengeance. It's not worried about the tree anymore because the tree's gone. But now it's like a fence, and it's just, that fence is just, it's just spreading all over that fence. It's growing like crazy, crazy. I can spray it, I can do whatever, and it's just like it's not fazed by it. It's crazy, but it's got its strength in the fence now. It's not in the vine. It's not a vine, but it has to lean on something else. And it's the same way with us, amen. Oh, we've got to be woven together with the Lord. And that's where we find our strength, when our life is interwoven and wound into his and bound around Christ and the Lord. That is where we find our strength. They that wait upon the Lord, amen. They that wait upon him, those that rely upon him, those that lean upon him, their strength comes from God. We can cannot do it on our own. Notice what it says there. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. This is a verse not so much about waiting as it is about renewal. Hallelujah. Amen. We focus on the waiting, and we want to wait on God and wait on God. But this is not a verse that's teaching us to wait so much as it is for us to find the secret, amen, in our renewal of our strength. Amen. I know there's times I need to be renewed. I need to have my strength renewed within me. I'm not talking about my physical strength so much it is that my spiritual strength, amen, to be stronger in God to face the things that I need to face every day. Amen, that renewal. Amen, do you need your strength renewed? Need your strength renewed? Hallelujah. Amen, and it's not a supplement that you can take? Nope. Not an herb, Brother Caleb, that you can take. Hallelujah. Praise God. But it comes from the Lord. Comes from God. When? When do we have our strength renewed? When do we have our strength renewed? When we are wound into him and woven into him. Hallelujah. When our life is bound in Christ. Amen. We find our strength. Amen. It's not in my own, Lord. I got to lean on you, Lord. I got to lean on you, God. I can't do it on my own. I have to lean on you. I can't make it on my own. I have to lean on you, the strength of God. Amen. His grace, his mercy, his blessings upon my life. Amen. The goodness of God that comes into my life. Amen. Like waves. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. The goodness of God. Zig Ziglar tells a story of a young boy that would go to the store with his to the back in the days when they had a general store. He'd go back into the general store with his mom, and he would sneak off from his mom, and he'd go back to a barrel of molasses, and he would always stick his thumb down in that barrel of molasses, and he would suck it off of his thumb, and the storekeeper got tired of him doing it and caught him doing it one day and picked him up and stuck him, put his head straight down into the molasses barrel and pulled him out and took him out and set him on the front porch. And the little boy, you would have thought he'd have been so distraught and so upset. But you could hear him praying, "Lord, give me the ability to lick all of this off of my face." Amen. Sometimes we look at our problem and we look at all of our troubles. Amen. And we just say, "Lord, amen, help me to take advantage of this opportunity. Give me the strength that I need right now, Lord." Amen. In the midst of my hardship, God, where's my strength? Lord, where's the strength that I need from you to get through this day? Lord, to face another trial, give me strength. Lord, to overcome this mountain, give me strength. Yeah. Amen. Three things. It says, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Sounds a little bit backwards, don't it? When you think about it. Amen. So wouldn't you think normally that it'd be progressive in the fact that it would say, and they shall walk and not faint, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles. We like to think of it that way. You know, if you think, guess what? Hey, man, that would be awesome. I can walk, not faint, and when I get tired of walking, I can run, and when I get tired of the running, I can fly like an eagle. But he tells us these things backwards. He gives them to us in this way because many times we want to mount up with wings as eagles. Hey, man, notice three things. You can soar, sprint, or stroll. But God gives strength for every one of them. God gives us strength to soar. He gives us strength to sprint. And he gives us the strength it takes, amen, just to stroll. Amen, but it's the strength that we need from God. Hallelujah. Amen, I know it's like that we would like to soar through all of our troubles and all of our trials and fly over all of them. But many times, amen, we find ourselves in the sprint. Amen, but God gives us the strength we need even in the time of our sprint. Amen, I know sometimes we would like to run through it all and run away from it all, but God gives us strength just to stroll through our life. The strength we need every day. Amen. Renewed his strength. His strength. Hallelujah. Thank God for his strength. The strength we need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He gives strength to mount up with wings as eagles. To mount up. To soar. To sprint, to stroll. If I could take them backwards for a moment, can I? The stroll. You know what? That's just everyday life. I don't know if you've ever met somebody. There are very few. Have you ever met somebody that just runs everywhere? When they get up in the morning and they get their feet hit the floor, they take off running into the front room. They run out to their car. They race to work. When they get out of the car at work at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning, they run all the way into the time clock. They run past the time clock and they click in and they run all the way to their station. Amen. And they sit there in their booth and their cubicle or wherever, and they're just running, and they run back and forth, and they run everywhere they go. When it's lunchtime, they run to the lunchroom. When it's break time, they run to the vending machine. When it's time to go home, they run back to their car. They run back home. They run around the house. They run everywhere they're going. Have you ever met anybody like that? No. No, the everyday life, walk, stroll. Man, God gives us strength just to get through every day. Just through the ordinary every day. Amen. Just through that time when we just, you know what, when you wake up tomorrow, God's going to give you strength. Why? Because you are interwoven with him. You rely upon him. You trust in him. Amen. And you've got your hope and your confidence in the Lord. Amen. And he will renew your strength for another day. for another day right now. Amen. For your strength to make it through one more day. No matter what you may face. Amen. I'm glad that God gives everyday strength. Just for the ordinary things of life. Just facing the trouble that you're going to face tomorrow. Right? God gives strength. But then he tells us there that they shall run and not be weary. That sprint. I don't know how many of you are runners. Some of you are. But I tell you what, there used to be a time I could run a little ways. Now, man, I'm more the 50-yard dash guy. Okay? The sprint has become more of a I don't know. It's not really a sprint anymore. Right? But that sprint, a sprint is not, hey man, you don't see a cross-country runner sprinting. You don't see somebody that's going to run the 3 miles or 4 miles. A marathon runner is not somebody that sprints. They are not somebody, but they will start off slow. A lot of times, even just a little faster than a walk, because they know they have a long way to go. But the sprint is for that short, quick burst, for that short distance, for that short time. Amen. That sprint for just right now. Amen. I've got to get from here to there, and I got to do it quick. It's that short, quick burst, and it speeds you up, and you take off for a short time. Amen. God gives us strength. Amen. For those certain times of our life. Amen. When we just need, amen, for God to make us through a short time. Lord, get me through this moment. Get me through this time right now, Lord. Amen. God, I need to get through this phone call. I need your strength, Lord God. Amen. To overcome this temptation. I need your strength, Lord, to renew me right now. Amen. Just right then. Hallelujah. I'm glad that God gives us strength for the everyday. I'm glad he gives us strength for our stroll, but he gives us strength to sprint. Amen. To run all the way to the finish. Amen. I thank God that he gets us through those little things of our life. But he also says, amen, that we'll mount up with wings as eagles. Hallelujah. Soar. Soar. And the eagle is an amazing bird. You need to study an eagle. Just get a book on eagles and read it. It's amazing. My mom, and she used to love to go up Alton Way and up the River Road and look for eagles. She liked to do that. They're amazing birds. You know, they say that some of them, an adult eagle, and have a wingspan of almost 9 feet. That's amazing. That's a huge bird. Those eagles, they can live almost as long as a human lives. They've been known to live 60, 70 years. An eagle. Eagles, they mate for life. They nest in the same nest for their entire life. They are very devoted to their spouse. They're devoted to their young. But an eagle, they have the ability to soar and to reach heights and to go to places that is amazing to us that they could ever achieve such heights. See, you don't find an eagle, we think of it as a brave bird, and it is. But the eagle don't have a fear of a storm, because an eagle can fly above a storm. Think about it. An eagle does not have a fear of its prey, of a prey, because it can fly so much higher than any of its prey. Wow. An eagle does not have to worry. They can fly for and soar for a long period of time without ever resting on the ground. They don't have to come down and touch ground like you would see a bird that would just hop from tree to tree or from place to place. It's not like that. An eagle can soar to such great heights, spread its wings, and it can just glide with no effort, with no strength, above all of its dangers, above all the things that is on this earth. Amen. It just soars above it. It don't feel the need to come back down to earth. It don't feel the need. It can soar. Some amazing things about an eagle. That when he talks about soar like an eagle, mount up with wings as an eagle. An eagle that can go above every trial, every test, a very, very storm in life. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. Whenever the troubles get so bad, hey, amen, soar above it. Hey, amen. When the enemy comes in like a flood and when the enemy is dashing against you, hey, amen, thank God their strength to soar like an eagle. Hey, amen. We can get above all of those things and thank God. God gives us the strength that we need. Hey, amen. Spiritually, hey, amen, that when we can soar above all of those things. Amen. I think as I was preparing, amen, on this thought, I wanted to say, Lord, there's some people in Bethel Chapel, amen, they've been in the stroll, they've been in the sprint, amen, but some of them need the strength and their strength renewed so that they can soar like an eagle, amen, so they can get above it all and get beyond it all and just get free from all of the things that are weighing down on them and that they are struggling with. Lord, help somebody to soar above all of their cares. Give them strength. Give them strength. Hallelujah. And I believe the Lord would like to help somebody tonight to get the strength they need. Amen. To reach the elevation. Amen. The Lord gives strength. His grace is renewed every day. Mercy, his faithfulness. Every day. Have you ever been to the ocean and you look out over the ocean and you see the waves coming and a wave comes in and it disappears upon the sand of the beach? But while that wave is disappearing and slowly vanishing from sight, another wave is following it. And you think in your mind, surely there will come a time there will be an end to the waves. But as you stand there, it's one right after another that washes up on the beach. It disappears, soon to be followed by another and soon to be followed by another. And as you turn and look out over the ocean as far as you can see, amen, it's just one wave after another that is coming. And let me tell you, the blessings and the goodness and the grace and the faithfulness and the mercy of our God, amen, it's like the waves of the ocean. Amen. It as it hits your life, yes, it may be there for a moment and quickly disappear, but it's soon followed by more of his grace, more of his goodness, more of his mercy, more of his faithfulness. Amen. God's grace never ends in your life. Amen. His strength constantly being renewed inside of you today by the grace of God. Hallelujah. It will not end. It will not end. One after another, the waves of God's grace. Hallelujah. The waves of his strength into our life. Constant renewal. They that wait upon the Lord. It's an exclusive group. It's an exclusive group because it's those that wait upon the Lord. Those that have relied upon him, put their reliance upon him. Those that have been bound together and twisted, amen, and rely upon him for their strength. Those are the ones that have their strength renewed. Stand with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our strength renewed. So that we can just get through a day. So that we can get through a trial, a test, a temptation, or maybe it's strength that we need just to get away from it all, amen, and rise above it all and find freedom from all of the cares of this life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask you, God, that you speak to somebody's heart this evening. God, that you'd speak to them, Lord. God, those that have all their cares, all their concerns, all their troubles, all the things that weary us. To the one that is just on the verge of fainting, God, I pray that your strength will give them the strength they need to continue to walk with you. God, to the one, Lord God, that has reached the point of fainting, God, I pray that you would help them to run on in faith, Lord, believing, God, that strength will be renewed. Hallelujah. God, I pray that you help us to soar, to mount up with wings as an eagle. Hallelujah. God, I ask you to do it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Tonight, if I could, I'd like for us just to bow our heads. Hallelujah. Some are here tonight. You're just a little bit overwhelmed with some of the struggles that you have in your life right now. Some are here tonight just a little bit at the end, if you would, of your rope. You just need God to renew your strength. You wish so much that you could, amen, continue to walk, run, soar like an eagle. I believe the Lord can give you the strength you need tonight to help you. Hallelujah. If you're here tonight while we're getting ready to come to this altar, then I'd just like for you to lift your hand up so I can pray with you. Pray for you. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. So many of you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's come to the altar, church, if we would. Hallelujah. Let's pray for one another. Amen. Be obedient to the Holy Spirit tonight. Amen. Let's pray for one another. Part of the family of God. Let's pray for each and every one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Wait.